97.7 The River. It's Beer 30 with the Danny Wright Show.
Beer 30. I've got Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer in the River Studio. You can check out their podcast wherever you get podcasts, Sports Meets Beer, and you can also check them out on the socials. Hi, guys.
Good morning, Danny. Thanks for having us in the River Studios.
I'm glad you're here.
Hello.
What kind of beer do we have today as we get ready to drink?
Today we've got a beer from Windsor, the Barrel Brothers. This is, we've talked before about their Dark Sarcasm Porter. Well, here's a little twist. Dark Sarcasm Bourbon Barrel Aged Porter.
Yes.
That is a mouthful.
I do love the name, though, Dark Sarcasm.
Yes.
Talk to me, just give me like a quick thing on like what's the allure of the barrel aging, Ben?
Right.
What are you trying to accomplish with, well, aside from just, is it only the flavor of like the oak and the bourbon that's in there, or what is it?
Yeah, you're, I mean, it's going to be a combination of things. I mean, much like, you know, to relate it to food terms, you know, when you have like a pasta or something you made, especially like soups, they always taste better the next day, right? So the idea is that all your flavors are now merging together. And yeah, you pull out that oakiness and you get some of that bourbon flavor, but it also softens the beer up a little bit, so it's not so harsh. It kind of mellows it out. And you know, really the beautiful thing about the barrel aging process is that no two breweries are going to do the exact same way. The choice to, they sample these beers usually once or twice a day to see where they're at. They check them constantly.
Yeah.
So to be able to go through there and know what their brewer is looking for, they're looking for a certain note, and they know, you know, a lot of times you get, so these barrels aren't useful for the whiskey or bourbon barrel aging at this point. So then they're kind of considered garbage or throwaway barrels. So the brewery's taking, because there's some small finite notes you can get out of it, whether it's French oak, American oak, there's red oak, there's all kinds of different wood you can get. And then the same thing with wine barrels. So the process of letting a barrel age is really important to what you want to build into. And then the other part too is if you're ever on a brewery tour and you're going around the barrel age and there's like little black, what looks like tar or sap, pull that off and take a little nibble. It's like sugary candy. It's delicious.
Wow.
I like candy.
Yeah. I do.
I like eating random things off of other random things.
I don't know where this barrel's been. Let me put it in my mouth.
Yeah.
Let's power through the AATMF on this guy. It's dark. It's not, the color of the head on this thing gives it a little bit more of like a brown color than like a dark onyx, like
right.
Black. I smell a little booze.
Little bit boozy.
A little booze.
Little baker's chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Even get like a little, just a like a roasty, toasty nuttiness.
When I take my first sip of this, some of that roastiness still exists, but I get like a little bit less of the baker's chocolate, and there's a very mild, like dried dark fruit in it.
Yep.
Like
dark cherries.
Dark cherries. Ooh, or yeah. Like dates. Yep. or figs, even like dried figs. This is a pretty medium bodied beer to light bodied beer for being a barrel aged stout.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's not terribly thick. This thing is really drinkable, but I get a little bit of that fruit, a little bit of that bourbon still sitting on my palate, but it's not overpowering anything. But I tell you, this beer is great. And honestly, I kind of want to let it warm up a little bit, let some of the esters burn off to get a true face. This would be a real, like a really good campfire beer.
Would you get the fireplace going in here, please, Danny?
Yeah.
Let's just kick back and we'll do that.
I'm working on it. Never a Boy Scout.
You need more Tinder. You need more Tinder.
Wait, no.
Whatever.
No. No more grinder. No.
Wait, what? And as you said, it's a sipper because it's nearly 8%. So.
Oh,
so
I never pay attention to the number.
That big gulp that I just...
I like to let people know.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't trust scales nor percentages of alcohol in beers.
That's fair.
All right.
That's fair. You can check out this review and others at 977theriver.com. Click on Beer 30. And their podcast is called Sports Meets Beer. Brad and Ben, Sports Meets Beer. Thanks for being here.
Ahoy, matey.
Straight cash, homie.